Thank you. In the midst of all the pain, in the midst of all the violation of our rights, but I still feel great. Don't you feel good about yourselves? That's how I feel about myself. And what I'm taking from this forum is a place from within myself, and a place from within ourselves to organize ourselves better, to intensify the power of our numbers, to see the change that we want to see. The other thing that I'm taking away from the conference is that we've been organizing ourselves and we've been fighting for space in the current existing structures. It has had some benefits, but we have compromised a lot of our rights in the process. Talking about the organizations that we belong to, the party political organizations and some of the NGOs that we belong to that are mixed groups, where we've had to fight for space to have our voices heard, and even when we have the positions within these organizations, but we're still neutralized. I believe that we need an alternative way of organizing ourselves. We need to recreate our space that is initiated by us, with our terms. And giving an example with the South African context, I believe yesterday was a historical day when a group of women from South Africa came together and we said, you know, we are tired of what's going on in our country. We cannot take the attacks on our rights anymore. We are organized at a grassroots level as women's movement, but we are fragmented and we need to consolidate our movement and that power at a national level. And we also decided that all the political parties that represent us in this country towards the elections of 2009 November, none of those organizations represent our voice. So we cannot vote, because if we vote, we're giving our voice to somebody who will not represent it when they get into power. But if we sit at home and not vote, then we are silent, and we cannot afford to be silent. So we have decided that we are going to look into options of opening a women's party and running for office. So as of today and the many days that will follow, we will be convening as women in South Africa to plan ahead. And I said I will speak for 5 minutes and demonstrate for another. How many people who knows the following song? And I want it by the show of hands. Umshiniwa, 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 umshiniwa. How many people know that song? How do you feel about the song? I hate that song too. But the movement we are building, we need to demonstrate the change that we want to see. And right now, I want to demonstrate the change I want to see using this very song. There was something I learned back in 2004 at the Gender AIDS Forum back in Durban. They said, you must take your devil, turn him upside down, and put him on his head. And this is what I want to do with the song, and I want us to do it together. When Zuma was accused during the rape trial, one of the excuses or one of the defenses he used when he was questioned was that she was wearing a kanga. A kanga is a wraparound. You know a wraparound? And the fact that she was only wearing a wraparound indicated that she wanted to have sex. Now, that is unacceptable. And there are a lot of men who think like that, that if you wear a miniskirt, then you are asking for sex, and he can just have sex with you however and whenever he wants. So I want us to change that song A kanga is a wraparound, it goes like this. So here I demonstrate the change I want to see with the song, because he has made the song famous already, but he hasn't realized that he's made it famous for us, because we are going to take the song and we are going to use it, but we're going to change the message. So for all the women who know the song, I would like them to follow when I go, Ikangayam, kangayam, Ikangayam, kangayam, Ikangayam, we mama. Auleti, kangayam, kangayam, Ikangayam, kangayam, Ikangayam, we mama. Tikangayam. Auleti kangayam kangayam ikangayam kangayam ikangayam we mama auleti musung bambezela au musung bambezela au musung bambezela auleti kangayam.